Jack and the Beanstalk by Charles Perrault. Read by Katie Haig. Sound, Frédéric Cormier. Once upon a time, there was a poor widow who lived in a little cottage with her only son, Jack. Jack was a giddy, thoughtless boy, but very kind-hearted and affectionate. There had been a hard winter, and after it, the poor woman had suffered from fever and ague. Jack did no work as yet, and by degrees, they grew dreadfully poor. The widow saw that there was no means of keeping Jack and herself from starvation, but by selling her cow. So one morning she said to her son, "I'm too weak to go myself, Jack, so you must take the cow to market for me and sell her." Jack liked going to market to sell the cow very much, but as he was on his way, he met a butcher who had some beautiful beans in his hand. Jack stopped to look at them, and the butcher told the boy that they were of great value and persuaded the silly lad to sell the cow for these beans. When he brought them home to his mother instead of the money she expected for her nice cow, she was very vexed and shed many tears, scolding Jack for his folly. He was very sorry, and mother and son went to bed very sadly that night. Their last hope seemed gone. At daybreak, Jack rose and went out into the garden.
"At least," he thought, "I will sow the wonderful beans. Mother says that they're just common scarlet runners and nothing else, but I may as well sow them."
So he took a piece of stick and made some holes in the ground and put in the beans. That day they had very little dinner and went sadly to bed, knowing that for the next day there would be none. And Jack, unable to sleep from grief and vexation, got up at daybreak and went out into the garden. What was his amazement to find that the beans had grown up in the night and climbed up and up till they covered the high cliff that sheltered the cottage and disappeared above it. The stalks had twined and twisted themselves together till they formed quite a ladder.
"It'd be easy to climb it," thought Jack.
And, having thought of the experiment,